All right, I have to tell you about something interesting. Ben, cue the music.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
All right. Billy of the week. This person's not a Billy, but they're incredibly fascinating to me. So I've been getting just targeted on YouTube like crazy, not from ads, but for like things you also should watch, because right, my first million. There's this guy named Alex Hermazi. Have you seen this person?
Yes, dude. This guy's all over my TikTok feed. I see this buff motherfucker in every TikTok. Every other swipe is this guy.
So
who is this guy? What's his story?
I will tell you. He looks like an 80s cop had a baby with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Long
like
hair, he's like mustache.
Great mustache and just huge, jacked. Like he looks like a good looking dude. And very fascinating look. He like right when you see him, he stands out. Ben's pulling up a picture of him. Yeah, I mean, he's yoked. And I've been getting these YouTube videos from him everywhere. Like, learn from me, a guy who has a business that's doing nearly $100 million a year in revenue. And I'm like, right. What? This guy looks like he's 30 years old. And I think he's 31. So let me tell you about this guy. And let me preface this by saying, I think this guy's legit. But it's almost too good to be true. And so I'm like, I wonder what the truth is.
Right.
So, So his name's Alex. So basically he started out when he was like 22, 23. He opened up a gym. He scaled that gym to 3 gyms. Still wasn't that good of a business. Met some folks at ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is a little bit multi-level marketing-y.
Just internet marketing. I wouldn't say multi-level.
It's the cousin of it. You know, they all go to the same family reunion.
They have Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, they all go to the same Mormon church up in Utah. I would guarantee you that. They let's just say they all know how to run a call center. And so anyway, he like learns about that guy, learns about copywriting, and then he meets one of the guys at the company and he says, wait a minute, you're opening gyms? That's a horrible idea. Don't open gyms. He goes, are your gyms good? He goes, yeah, they're really successful. But like the best gym isn't that successful. And they said to him, dude, teach people how to open up a gym. So he creates this thing called Gym Launch. And Gym Launch is basically like a course that costs around 20K. I saw somewhere that it was 16K. Then I heard somewhere else that it was 20K. So let's just say $16,000 to $20,000. And it's like a course, but they like hold your hand and you meet with them like a mastermind. It's a course that teaches gym owners how to improve their gym. And
well,
on top of that,
according to the website, it's financial freedom.
Okay. Sorry. It's financial freedom. And he's running these great ads and he's got really good copywriting and he's getting these people to, he's getting his people to improve their gym, whatever.
Hold on, Ben. Can you go up to that founder section on the website? What does that say? We slept on the floor. What does that say? I want to read this.
That's what he says this story is. He was like, I was living in the gym because I didn't have any money.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So, you know, I was a former gym owner who slept on the floor of his gym when it was full. I couldn't acquire, serve, and retain enough customers. Over the next 3 years, he became a sponge. He experimented, blah, 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 became great. Now he has Gym Launch. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and then from Gym Launch, he launched another company called Prestige Lab. So once he gets these gym owners coming to him, he says, hey, like, buy these supplements too. Like, you should sell supplements at your gym.
Why not?
We did all the work, and we know which ones sell best, and we're making them. You can just go ahead and buy it from us. And then he starts this third company that says, all right.
Two smart moves, yeah.
Then he starts a third company that says, okay, you've got a gym. One of the things that I told you was that you need more leads. I'm going to create a lead company, which I don't entirely understand what that means, but it's kind of like a marketing company. And somehow they set up your Yelp and set up your Google AdSense,
what they do is you search, gym near me, San Jose. And then they know that the gym owner is not buying that top click on Google and they're going to buy that. They're going to create a search engine. They're going to let you say, put in your zip code. We'll find a gym near you. What's your email? And then they'll pass the gym owner your email or your phone number and say, you know, pay us per person who's interested in a gym near you.
You don't become the world's most valuable women's sports franchise by accident. Angel City Football Club did it with a little help from HubSpot. When they started, data was housed across multiple systems. HubSpot unified their website, email marketing, and fan experience in one platform. This allowed their small team of three to build an entire website in just 3 days. The results were nearly 350 new signups a week and 300% database growth in just 2 years. Visit HubSpot.com to hear how HubSpot can help you grow better. All right, back to the pod.
And so collectively, these businesses, these three things that I said, are doing in the world of, according to his videos and my research, $70 to $80 million a year. Damn. In fact, he just sold one of the businesses, the gym launch and supplement business combined. He sold 66% of it for $46 million. And in one of his talks, he says, over the last 5 years, both through the sale of the company as well as dividends, I've paid myself $72 million. And I thought, that is nuts. That is crazy. That is crazy volume.
Yeah.
And this like kind of blew my mind.
But there's another business. So his wife has a business, right? Or him and his wife, they have another business like acquisition.
I don't know, man. This is one of those guys that's just like prolific. He's got a book on Amazon. He's done all this. He's like Steve Bartlett, who you're talking about. He just like has his hands in so much shit. I don't know how it works.
They have something called acquisition.com. I was looking at this the other day because I saw a video on TikTok and I was like, what's up with this? Is this real? I was literally like, it's so funny you did the research on this because I had jotted this down as like, dig in, find out. And so what acquisition.com is basically like, it says, do you want to scale your business? You know, I will 3X the business. I'll 3X the profits of of 100 businesses that are doing between 1 and 10 million EBITDA per year that are service-based businesses over the next 5 years. If you want help scaling your company without giving up a majority interest, click the purple button below. And then, yeah, it basically says the same kind of story that you were saying before. And it's like, how do you want to learn from us? Here's my course. Here's my book. Here's my podcast. Here's my link to join my accelerator or whatever.
But this, I don't know if he's selling a course on acquisition.com or if he's just trying to get leads on small businesses he could buy, because he bought one business and that's a photography business. And I listed the name of it. It's called like a something fair. I'll find it, but oh, here it is. Scroll down to the bottom.
Enchanted Fairies?
Yeah, Enchanted Fairies. Enchanted Fairies. That's like a photography business he bought. Is that crazy, though? I mean, this is like a pretty wild enterprise.
Yeah, and he actually has some pretty good stuff. Like, I sent to my team, I don't know, 20 TikToks out a day, but to three people. It's like, this is the... I have my friend who I'm like, I can send offensive... funny things. And actually you're in this bucket too, where you're one of the few people that like I can send something that's like cancel worthy. If you think this is funny, I can send it to you and I can send it to my brother-in-law. And that's what I do. I send it to both of those people. Like, I'll tell you one. This is bad, but it was like, there's this Twitter account I follow. That's like a meme account. It's got like 200,000 followers. And he tweeted out, he goes, men's mental health is not important. He follows up tweet. He goes, just get more b****s. that was his tweet. And I'm like, I know I shouldn't. It's like a fart joke. It's like, I shouldn't think this is funny. Yeah. But it cracked me up because it's so anti my Silicon Valley timeline, which is just like so super progressive. Everything matters. Everything is justice for everybody. Like, it's nice to just hear like where I'm from in Houston. Like, I went to like a pretty like ghetto school growing up. And like the sense of humor that is like from that, it just like hits home for me.
Potty jokes.
Yeah, just like, you know, it's just like, it's like you don't bring your pronouns to the hood type of thing. And so there's this like hood humor that I just find really funny. Anyway, so you and this guy, that's like my inappropriate jokes. And there's like, you know, I'll send my wife or my sister just like kind of like, oh, that's funny, kid stuff, mom stuff, whatever. And then there's like little business or marketing hack tactics that like I think are actually pretty interesting. So this guy, Alex, to me, one of the reasons I suspected he's legit is because his advice is actually pretty legit.
Yeah.
And he's not just saying general like motivational quotes. So for example, he was saying something like, he's like, little sales thing that helps. And these are TikToks, right? Those are like 10 seconds. You don't have to like invest much in it. It's like, he's like, little sales trick that kind of helps me. Getting somebody to say yes is hard. It's like a commitment. So if I'm like, so would you like to sign up? It's like, let me think about it. Let me get back to you. That's like what you'll get frequently. He's like, I'll ask a no commitment. So I'll say, you know, if we're able to work out the details, would you be opposed to actually signing up with us? And they're like, no, I'm not opposed to that. Like, no, I'm not against it. And actually, this is something that when I heard it, I was like, oh, actually, I've kind of like accidentally done this a couple times. And, you know, that's a good point. There's something there in the psychology. Cool. Noted. And like, I'll pick up these little things from him and like five other people that are like, you know, in this copywriting, sales, persuasion world that I just think those are interesting to me. So I actually think this guy's legit for that reason, even though like people look down on like lead gen, they look down on course businesses. Like there's a stigma around course businesses, which is like, oh, you probably couldn't do it. That's why you're selling courses.
Let me clarify how I feel. I think he's legit. And he seems like a decent guy, and he for sure seemed like a smart guy. I don't know him well, but he seemed like a really nice guy. But he's in a shady industry. Not a shady industry. He's in an industry with a lot of shady people. Yeah. Not that he's shady, but supplements and like selling this type of stuff.
Supplements, courses. Yeah.
Yeah. Not, of course, I don't know if he's shady. I'm just saying there are shady people. And also, it's a $20,000 course. And I frankly don't think I've got the chutzpah to sell that to someone on the phone.
Yeah.
That's really bold. And frankly, I find that to be challenging. So I wouldn't say that I think he's shady. I'm just saying that like that world has a lot of players who are.
Yeah. 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 I'm with you. Yeah. I don't think you said anything negative. I think we were actually quite complimentary towards him. But okay. I like that.
Hey everyone, a quick break. My favorite podcast guest on My First Million is Dharmesh. Dharmesh founded HubSpot. He's a billionaire. He's one of my favorite entrepreneurs on earth. And on one of our podcasts recently, he said the most valuable skill that anyone could have when it comes to making money in business is copywriting. And when I say copywriting, what I mean is writing words that get people to take action. And I agree, by the way. I learned how to be a copywriter in my 20s. It completely changed my life. I ended up starting and selling a company for tens of millions of dollars. And copywriting was the skill that made all of that happen. And the way that I learned how to copywrite is by using a technique called copy work, which is basically taking the best sales letters and I would write it word for word. And I would make notes as to why each phrase was impactful and effective. And a lot of people have been asking me about copy work. So I decided to make a whole program for it. It's called Copy That. CopyThat.com. It's only like $120. And it's a simple, fast, easy way to improve your copywriting. And so if you're interested, you need to check it out. It's called Copy That. You can check it out at copythat.com.